Why don't people like to say I'm sorry? That's one of the most common things I'll hear in therapy from a spouse. Oh, he never says he's sorry. He'll never say he's sorry. I think I've heard I'm sorry one time in 22 years we've been married, and that was because the Browns pulled a draw play on 3rd and 10, and he yelled at him, and I think he was apologizing to the coach. I don't know, but I forget the coach couldn't hear him. But what is it about apologizing that for many is so difficult, is so resisted? Obviously, the reasons can be as many as people themselves. But being a shrink, I will throw out a few of what I think are the more common ones. Obviously, I got to go with the shrinky stuff first, which is there's kind of a relationship between being resistant to say I'm sorry and, I hate to say this, one's self-view. The more insecure a person is, the less likely to say I'm sorry. Because I'm sorry means too much. It means I'm a failure. It means I'm a sinner. It means you'll think less of me. It means I really messed up, and that's the way I am. I'm just a mess up. So underlying a lot of folks' reluctance to apologize is a weak self-image. Now, I don't like all this self-image talk in general as a shrink. However, if we look at it from God's perspective, we have dignity. Our self-image comes from God. We have dignity and worth because he said so, because we're made in his image. That's a very powerful, powerful sense of self. God gives it to us. But for many of us, that's not enough. It's not enough to overcome our resistance to apologies. So, we don't apologize. We can't admit we're wrong. That has too much meaning. It's too much meaning. And I will get, oftentimes, sadly, many wives talking about husbands who won't apologize. You can't get it out of them. Well, you know. And the ladies oftentimes take that as a sign of the man's stubborn pride. I think underneath the stubborn pride is a little kid insecurity for a lot of guys. Little kid insecurity. They can't acknowledge they blew it. They can't acknowledge they hurt somebody. They can't acknowledge they did something wrong. Why not? Why not? It means I did something wrong. It doesn't mean I'm a schlep. It doesn't mean I'm a failure. It means I may have hurt you by what I said and did. It doesn't mean that I'm useless. It doesn't mean I'm a total jerk. Now, that may be true. No. Why else don't people apologize? Well, I've noticed more often than not the ladies with men, the ladies are reluctant to apologize because they're afraid it'll be taken advantage of. It's a sign of he's right, I'm wrong, and once he knows he's right and I'm wrong, oh my, I don't want to have to live with that. No telling how he'll use that against me. Even if the guy doesn't do that. Maybe that's a form of insecurity too. Many people are reluctant to apologize because they think that that lets the other person off the hook. If you've just had an ugly argument with your spouse or a friend, and you apologize for your ugliness in that argument, if we could objectively assess the argument and say, you were 22% ugly, the other person was 73% ugly. If you apologize for your 27% ugly, do you think that what you're saying is, I am totally wrong, you are totally right, and I admit it? You're not saying that. You're apologizing for your role if the other person doesn't see their role, well, that's really not your total concern here. Your total concern is to apologize for what you did wrong. If they read that as, aha, aha, she's admitting or he's admitting that I'm right and they're wrong, well, yeah, that can happen. But should it be enough to keep you from apologizing? I think not. An apology is a powerful tool to soothe feelings. It's a powerful tool to begin a little healing after a breach. It's a good thing. There are many other reasons why people don't apologize, because part of it is they may get the apology thrown back in their face. However, we got to take a break. So I do have to apologize for going too long here. I am sorry. That doesn't mean you don't go too long either, you know. You go too long too. I'm not the only one who goes too long. But I just want to apologize for my part in going too long. And I'll apologize again if I have to, if you're nice about it. If you reject me, then I don't know what that implicates, but I may not apologize because I just don't want to think I'm a bad host.